we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Here we go, the very first podcast. Are you guys pumped or what?
First episode.
This is it. We gotta turn it up.
We've waited how long to actually start?
This is a big starting line, man. Like, seriously, how many months, maybe years, we've been talking about starting this podcast?
Yeah, but like full on working on it, it's been what, 3 months?
Yeah, probably.
You guys just told me yesterday. I didn't know that this was happening.
He just showed up.
We got so much to dig into. I think the first thing is why we're doing a podcast. It's been 13 years on YouTube. Why not just stay on YouTube making vlogs and things like right. that? Why do you want to do a podcast?
I didn't. You did.
I drugged both of you here? I thought you guys were in.
I mean, I like the idea of making something different.
Yeah.
And not just filming our family or filming what we're doing every day. I think it's better than, like, you know, showing people where forks are and layout of our house. And
I have two main reasons. Every day, no matter where I go, if somebody comes up to me, the first thing they say is, I grew up watching you, or I used to watch you. Right? Yeah. They're all adults now. And my viewers used to be kids. I didn't even know they were kids when they were kids.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking at podcasts like, this is my way to talk to my viewers. They're older now. They're driving to work. They're going to school. Mm-hmm. They're in the car or they're in the gym. They got their AirPods on and they're not watching me blow up RC cars with fireworks anymore. Like, yeah, that doesn't interest them. They've grown up and I haven't. That's the main issue.
That's
I'm
true.
Still a kid and they're trying to do adult things.
But now you're doing adult things. Look at you.
And my second reason, and I know this is going to sound crazy, a lot of maybe creators can relate, is so exciting to have zero subscribers right now. Like, this is a brand new channel. And to me, that is way more exciting than having 15 million subscribers. Having that you'll never be more hungry and more motivated than being at the bottom. And right now we're at the very bottom. Wow. And that excites me.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
pass
pumped.
And go.
I can't wait to see 10 subscribers. Yeah. 20 subscribers.
That's amazing.
Right? That's where my excitement comes from. That's right. Why I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm. I figured I would be the next one to start a channel, but I still haven't.
True. Yeah.
You're just starting another one and I'm still like, maybe
we're
one
starting
day.
Listen, every channel is yeah, us.
Absolutely.
There is no me.
Yeah, but it kind of falls on you.
Without we. You and I have done every single YouTube video together. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. That's crazy.
Yeah. My head wasn't in half of them.
The early days.
Right?
Yeah.
We started
rough, man. So we're taking this onto a new journey, the podcast. What about you, Country? What are you excited for?
Oh, man, I'm excited, period. I just woke up being excited. But, like, this, I don't know. Like, I think this is so new to me, where you two have opened up my eyes towards a lot with what you guys have done in content. But I think the most interesting thing why I'm excited about this is because I hear behind the scenes when you have done collabs together with many people, the stories that no one knows of, like, how you inspired a YouTuber to start their channel and what you and Brittany has provided into their lives. I always heard that information and I process it, but the world hasn't heard that information of that story and how that connection came together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited for, like, people to sit down and hear those stories.
So many stories. So right? many stories. And you're right. We only show, like, a 10-minute highlight reel of our day, right? But
yeah,
we're probably up for, you know, 16 hours, mm-hmm, 15 hours. And you only see 10, 15 minutes of that. So the stories in between there are just endless. And we didn't share a lot of things. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we were too scared to share or...
Too scared to share. Too scared. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me. The donkey story's great. Never shared the donkey story. How we got the donkeys. Everyone just assumed I bought a donkey. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't want to talk about that because we didn't want it to happen.
I didn't want more donkeys.
And again.
Yeah. So let's do this donkey story real quick.
Okay.
Here's what happened. I often made the mistake of telling my viewers what I liked, right? And sometimes that was a good thing. Sometimes that was a bad thing. Like I said, I like Swedish fish. For the next 3 years, thousands of bags of Swedish fish showed up in my mail.
Thousands.
Thousands. I probably had the world's largest collection of these candies.
Oh, my God.
So one day...
Your mouth's watering.
My candy man. One day, I get a call from our security guy who's working the gate at the house. He says, hey, man, there's two guys up here with a donkey. And I'm like, what? And he's like, there's two guys with a donkey. They said it's a gift for you. They've started business because of you. They've been inspired by you. They want to gift you this donkey that you keep saying you want. And everybody knows the rule. We don't accept any packages to the house. You have to ship it
to the P.O. box. Yeah.
So I said, hey, man, you know the deal. Unfortunately, I can't take this donkey. I don't have a barn. I don't have anything for a donkey. So he's like, all right. Well, 6 hours goes by. And he's like, hey, these guys are still out here. And I was like, listen, they're going to have to put it on the trailer. And they're going to have to, like, unfortunately, I just can't take this donkey.
Yeah.
And he said, well, the farmer that dropped the donkey off has left. So it's literally two dudes with a donkey standing out at my road outside the gate.
Just with a car. Like, they drove in.
And by this point, all the girls from the Smilemore building are out there petting it and bringing it water, and they're falling in love with this donkey. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to walk out. I'm going to say hi to these guys and just kindly try to end this situation. So I go out there, and these two guys are the nicest guys. They flew in from, I don't even remember what state.
New Jersey?
Yeah, they flew in from out of state. They found a local farmer that would sell them a donkey so they could gift it, and they named it Empire for Roman's Empire. And it was the coolest thing ever. And hours go by, and they've talked about, you know, they both started these companies that are successful now just because of these vlogs that I made. And we were boarding a horse, her mother's horse, and they were like, well, don't we have an extra stall? Maybe we could take the donkey there until we get a barn. And that's how we got the donkey. Two fans flew in out of state and brought me a donkey.
That is crazy.
The poor donkey. He had, like, really bad lice and, like, eye infections. And
yeah,
we ended up, like, having to take it to the vet.
He's a wonky donkey. But he ended up being like such a big highlight in our videos. This donkey was a star. He was in our house. He slept on our front porch. Him and Flash, our dog, were like, they were best friends.
Yeah.
Then he started getting depressed. I was like, we got to get everything online. Said, you need two donkeys. So I was like, all right, we got to get a donkey. We find a donkey. We get her. And then 13 months later, we come home from church and there's a baby donkey outside our fence. I'm like, oh my God, somebody dropped off a baby donkey. They knew we would take care of this donkey. Took me hours to realize our female donkey we got came pregnant.
After him seeing the afterbirth in the field, not realizing what that was.
Yeah, I was like, God, what happened? it ended up being our baby. So we ended up with three donkeys. And that's the donkey story, man. Like,
and now they're at a friend's house.
And then we just recently gave them to our friends. We had them for years, many years.
Yeah, they love it over there. There's like a little creek that they jump over.
And yeah, they just went to a new farm. They got goats and cows and kids, and it's just great, great. They're happy. I just talked to them on the phone. They're happy.
You know, I have heard a lot in my life of somebody coming over unexpectedly and dropping something off. I never heard of a donkey.
Like a gift basket.
Yeah, so I never told that story because I didn't want to inspire more people to drop off live animals. We had live lobsters.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People would send here all the time. And my dad, luckily, he'd always take them and cook them up. But we just get live lobsters, man. They come in a box alive. You're supposed to cook them. Mm-hmm. And
I think it was from Maine or something.
So the actual like gift stories go on and on. But the donkey became a star of our show. He was, man. Yeah. He was cool.
So. He would like grab the Smilemore boxes with his teeth and move them around.
Yeah, he was just part of our company.
Help shipping.
Yeah.
He killed it.
I remember the most coolest thing with Empire is that I remember I used to feed it mints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loved mints. And,
man, he always knew I had, like, a mint in my hand, and I'll go over and slide it off.
Yeah.
Man, that was, like, the best treat for him.
He'd get mad if you didn't have a mint after all.
Yo, it was really...
And then Wash would have to have one.
Sound like a dinosaur. Neighbors. Yeah. It sound, the donkeys are like dinosaurs. Have you ever heard them hee-haw? Like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll hear it through the whole neighborhood. You just hear these donkeys, dude. It was like prehistoric stuff going on over here. Blended in with the monster trucks. Yeah. And
our poor neighbors.
Yeah, our poor neighbors. But you know what? We put on a good show for them sometimes.
There was only a couple that didn't like us very much.
I'd love to do an episode with all the neighbors.
You think they would do it?
Yeah,
I don't think they would come off how they used to come off.
No, but I would try my best to get them to, like, really express themselves. So one cool thing is, you guys know, I don't know if you're listening or you're watching this on YouTube, we moved our entire Smile More company to Texas. You guys know this. This is a big move for us. We've partnered with Bunker Branding. Brittany mm-hmm. and I are co-owners of this company. We're super pumped and excited. But one of the cool parts of that is this podcast now, everything you see is in our Smile More building. So we're shooting the podcast in our old Smile More building, which is super exciting. And I'm pumped about it. It's like, this is the back wall of our company where we shipped all our merch for, I don't know, 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, longer than five. Way longer than five.
So when you started selling merch for the very first time, like, where did you do that? Where did you both of you guys did that process?
So we had a living room / kitchen in our first house.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the size of this room right here.
I think we had stickers was the first thing we ever had.
Yeah, I don't know.
We would just send them out in envelopes.
Yeah, we would get an order and Brittany would hand write every single address.
What?
Put it on a sticker, take it to the post office, get postage, and we uh-huh. maybe get, you know, a few orders or 8-10 orders, and then... Yeah. And then we slowly, like, filled that living room and kitchen with T-shirts. And mm-hmm. and it was like, she's spending mm-hmm. hours at the post office, like,
yeah.
filling out. And if it wasn't in America, you had to fill out the customs forms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. those were a nightmare.
Every single one, she would hand do this stuff. And it took a long time before it was like, we found a house with a basement that we could build Smile More. We mm-hmm. still have some amazing photos mm-hmm. of the original Smile More store. It's just like a couple tubs, and it's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then we built this building that we're in right now. And I think it's so cool to be using this building for this new chapter. I'm super pumped about that. So, yes, Smile More's been a great journey. And now it's sitting in Texas with my great friend, Matt. And they've just built something so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We're pumped to grow more with them.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of growing, Country, I feel like since we've been not on the internet very much, you've got married.
Yes.
Country's married.
Country's married.
What a beautiful wedding, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah, animals. There was animals everywhere.
I didn't think you were going to actually ride a zebra into the...
That poor zebra.
Yeah, they could have gave you a full-grown zebra, bro. That thing was a baby.
Like an elephant or something. Something that...
bad for that zebra's back, you know?
It's just, yeah.
But yeah, like I'm married now and... I am living the life, man. I'm just a...
You are living the life. You're a workaholic, I've heard in the, you know, late at night.
Yes.
All business.
All man. Business, bro. So off camera, off vlogs, off Country and I, we have these... I have four kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like at this point I could give classes on how to have kids. And you're sitting here with some phenomenal... texting me about the struggles of making a baby.
Yo,
this man is tired. This man is tired.
No joke. I love my wife, man, beautiful person, but she's determined to have a baby. And it's nothing that she texts me on, like, how's your day going? I hope everything's well. It's, I'll get off at work. Get ready. Coming home. I want a baby. And, like, get ready to perform. I don't know if she just thinks, like, I am Magic Mike or something, or like, what's going on here?
I feel like most people listening right now is like, that sounds like the dream.
No,
is that what you're thinking? I've got four. I'm worn out.
Yo, man, but like, I'm at a point in my life, like, man, she ain't even making me like a bologna sandwich or something. Like, she's just like, get ready.
It's and business.
Like it's business.
The fun's
it's,
over.
It's the fun's over.
You're married.
Like, no I kids. Want a kid. And yeah. Man, it's like, I feel like a cheap date now. You know, like I'm just, married and like
you're just you know, getting used,
you ain't
bro.
Even romancing.
You're just
me,
getting you know? Used, bro.
I'm just getting used.
Does she have like her schedule like planned out? Like it, when it's time, it's time?
You know, Brittany, I'm glad you mentioned this because I asked you, Roman. I was like, my wife has this app, and it tells like when she's like ovulating and when like when's the perfect time.
Right. Yes, that's just the schedule.
It's like a 3-day period.
I tell her now, like, send me a screenshot of when this thing's actually telling you, because I believe it's lies. I believe, even when she's not, she's like definitely trying, but like she is determined, man, and like she's it's all business. It's all business in the house, man.
So how long have you been trying to have a kid? I know a lot of people try to have babies.
The minute I walked down the aisle with her, and literally like when we kissed and we walked down, she whispered in my ear. She says, "Get ready,
no way
to perform. I want a baby now." And I was.
Do you think
like,
it was the
whoa.
Zoo environment that got her motivated?
It might have been the zoo environment.
The zebra came
you know?
And swung.
I'm hoping if someone hears this podcast, if someone just drops a baby off at my front door.
So we got the donkey Empire. Delivery.
Right?
The old stork, and, dude.
But man, nah, she is determined, man. And you know what? I couldn't pick a better woman to have a baby with. Yeah. But like, it's exciting because she wants to start a family. And you know what's really unique about any relationship? You know, it takes a special individual to accept a child that's not yours and to nurture and love that child and build that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She has done that with JJ and Marquise. And yeah. Like, I love that about her. And
we can relate.
And, you know, that's, you know, it's just like, it's not too many women that are, you know, that wants that responsibility and also wants to grow and then build a family together. So she's definitely been one that like, She definitely gets the A+ on that, you know.
She's wonderful.
No, she's
a
beautiful
human being.
I can't wait
praying for this baby, man.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. And when we can you can join my class. I'm starting some.
Yes.
Britt, any more kids?
No. Those 3 days that she's like ready to get busy, that you stay far away from me.
Yeah, I'm not like the old.
It's like opposite.
She's
like,
got the... I don't have the keys to this like metal
chastity
belt that she wears.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I got a question here. Like, and this is just me. I'm asking this question. Like, was it ever planned, or was everyone actually like a blessing of like, oh my God, this is where we're having a baby.
I remember. I think with Cain particularly, it was like, we're ready to have a baby whenever it happens.
Mm-hmm.
There was no safety measures,
mm-hmm.
and there was no like trying not to. It was like, we're ready.
Yeah.
Whenever we have a baby, we're gonna have a baby. And that was with Cain. I'm pretty sure.
No, with Cora, we tried.
We tried for
a few months.
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
Knox.
Yeah, Knox was an accident. Knox was an accident. I wasn't prepared to start over because I aspired to be that young dad. My dad was a young dad, and he had so much energy for us, and he was just like the superstar dad.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be that too. I want to have kids young, and be that. And the difference between Noah, my oldest, and Knox, my energy levels, night and day, night and day. I'm tired now. I'm more tired.
Can I say something, not to jump off the subject? Dude, your dad is amazing, man.
No, he's the best.
I'm telling you, I mean, it's very rare that that man has done so many unique things. I can't believe the hidden talents that he has, but also just a solid individual. like, man, it's one of my biggest inspirations I look up to.
Absolutely.
I love your dad so much. Yeah. Man.
Good, we need great to have person. Him on here. I think he should be our.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot to talk about with your dad.
Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Especially right
you,
now.
Would you? Would
yeah,
you
guys yeah.
Because that would be exciting.
Yeah. I would love to just chat with dad. And you're right. Hidden Talents, the guy is so humble. He doesn't brag ever. I buy him a Corvette. He won't even drive it because he doesn't want people to think that he bought a Corvette. Like, he's so humble. He wants to drive his Hyundai. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Your dad makes me laugh is because recently I came over to your guy's house and I was like, why you got a live squirrel in your house?
Oh, my gosh.
And you tell me, like, yo, my dad brought this.
My dad just catches a squirrel and brings it to me.
And I'm just like, there's no way. And
then you said you would take it.
Well, I'm not going to tell dad no.
But then you feed in this live wild squirrel.
Yeah. Ended up being cool and fun.
And, like, it was, I don't know, one individual.
You know what happened is I posted the squirrel, and then I didn't know it was illegal to keep a squirrel. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I still don't even believe it. Like, who's gonna, right? Like, maybe if you're like, you've got 300 squirrels and you're like, yeah. I don't know. It was a pet squirrel and we kept it for, I don't know, a little while. Probably just long enough to go to jail.
I feel like it was like a week.
But what happened with this squirrel is when it was time to let him out, when it was time to let her out, thing didn't want to go.
Yeah.
It was like, it was home now.
Uh-huh.
So we had to entice it with these nuts. And then for days it hung around the house. And then the problem was it started chewing up everything.
It's
so like all this new home that we've been working on instantly just starts chewing it all up. And I'm like, oh, this thing's got to go. So I finally catch it. And in the catching process, it just clamps onto my thumb, bro. Like full on the clamp where you just throw the animal, you know, it's clamped and you're like, and you just launch this thing. Well, I launch it into my back door, into my house, and it goes straight up my fireplace.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and all I could think about is once this thing goes up, it's gone forever. Like, I'll never get it in that house, right? So luckily, I was able to grab it with my hands. And, we took it all the way out to the field, into the woods, and we said our goodbyes. Yeah,
goodbye,
we said our
Ricky.
Goodbyes. And now every time we see a squirrel, little Cora and the kids think that it's Ricky.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Ricky.
Yeah, it's Ricky. I don't know, it's Ricky. Ricky's a raccoon. I have no idea why it was Ricky, but
yeah.
Cora still says, I miss Ricky.
Oh.
Well, Ricky's doing well.
Ricky's doing well.
He's 6 foot tall now. He's grown up. He's grown up. So, yeah. Too many pets, man. We have 33 chickens, and I love them to death. These are my girls.
Yeah,
and they produce eggs every day. We eat eggs. We live on eggs. Protein, protein, protein. And I'm looking at these things are factories. Like, these chickens are a factory. They produce this hard, fully calcium beautiful egg every day.
Sometimes they're not hard though. They're like, we've gotten a couple squishy eggs.
Bro, I don't even poop every day. These things are producing full.
It is not good.
Full meals
every
day, dude. So 30, almost 3 dozen eggs every day out of these chickens.
It's amazing, man. You know how much money you and Brittany have saved me? I don't buy eggs no more.
Yeah, probably this year.
I just come over sometimes, just grab some eggs and just leave.
Dude, we saved so much. Probably been like $60.
How
we
saved
it. All right.
So I got a question.
All right.
Brittany.
Uh-oh.
This is...
He's been waiting. You can tell he's been saving this question.
No. I want to know... Have you guys feel the same way I feel? Because sometimes I've been looking right now, is this the thing to have the conversation? I feel like I'm so close to you guys. Like,
with
why
headphones?
Do we have the headphones?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know the answer. I feel like I'm just doing what everyone does on a podcast. But like, I think this would be just fine too.
Do I look better with?
I don't know which
off?
One I enjoy more. No headphones or headphones.
I hear you super clear with these headphones.
Yeah,
on.
I feel like it helps me stay on you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's preference. You guys do whatever you want. We're messing with our headphones right now, seeing if we like them on or off. I don't know. I think I could get used to either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe in the comments somebody can tell me what the headphones are exactly for. I mean, I feel like it helps me lock into this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Mm-hmm.
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 So you have mentioned chapter 3. I have heard this many times.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's do it.
I feel like we kind of thought chapter 3 would have been moving into the new house and keep going from there.
Yeah, that was. And in my head, it was like, it makes sense. First chapter was in the first house. Second chapter was the... But really what it is channels.
Yeah.
Chapter 1 was the pranks, for sure. That was chapter 1. Chapter 2 has been the vlog channel. And I think the new... A whole new change, like a podcast, is truly chapter 3. And I think that's why I keep thinking in my head, chapter 3, chapter 3, chapter 3. But the next chapter works too. I think this truly is the next chapter. And I plan to be here for a long time. You know? Dedicate a lot of life to this.
Mm-hmm.
And up until yesterday, there was like not a plant in here. And now it's like, I feel like we're almost...
In the jungle.
Yeah, I feel like we're
Do I look like I'm on a safari?
I wanted to create a very modest start to this chapter.
Yeah.
That grows over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to
like
do
the plants.
Yeah, I mean, like,
these
I feel
don't
like,
grow.
I feel like we're in the... We're like one plant away from reviewing reptiles in here.
Yeah, right. There's not a single
snakes and tarantulas. But no, I think it looks nice. And it's going to adapt. We're going to adapt. We're going to change. We're going to, you know.
But for people listening, they have no idea what
we're Yeah, we just have by. About 300, 400 plants in here.
Now they're going to want to go watch.
It's a jungle. I can barely see you guys. It's a rainforest. We get some like mist. No, I want this chapter to grow with an audience. Zero subscribers, up. And we grow the set. We grow the atmosphere and the, you know, I want this to be a fun place to go and disappear and escape from the grind of your daily life that we're all living.
Yeah.
The things we have to do. Maybe we listen to this before we have to do it.
Absolutely.
Things like that. So I want it to be a fun place, nice place.
Yeah. Speaking of that, who would be your ultimate person to have on the podcast? If you could pick one person.
Are we going big, or are we going like... Because there's a lot of levels to this, right?
Well, I feel like... Well, no, like you're huge.
I don't think it's a level. I'm still wondering why I'm on this
first episode. Listen, man.
Man, you thought the bottom of the barrel.
I think we're a lot closer than people think we are. We've been on a private journey for years now.
Facts.
Together as brothers.
Yes.
And I think this podcast is such a great way that we'll be able to share those things.
Absolutely.
But I think off camera, you know, I post a picture of you on Twitter at the racetrack a week ago or so, and I can't believe the comments. Country's back. Country's back. I'm like, I'm always with Country.
Yeah.
But on the internet, maybe not. Maybe we're not. But I feel like you've been in all the vlog. Like,
yeah,
maybe people don't get YouTube subscribers. Yeah. Like, it doesn't go out anymore, so they randomly see things, and it's like, oh, that's weird.
And you randomly post.
Yeah,
so I think between me, you, and Britt, like, we're all so close behind the scenes, and I think this podcast is such a family right now.
Absolutely. You
know? So, but getting back to your question, big names is, like, probably who inspired me the most. Like... My dad, which I know I'll have on here. Like,
right.
I'd love to start with my dad. I'd love to get my dad in here instantly. But big, like, I'm thinking, like, literally, like, the big, like, the Adam Sandlers, the Dave Chappelles, these guys that actually shaped my career that I looked up to. You know?
Well,
yeah.
I...
But that's big.
That's super big.
I don't expect... these guys to be running on to Roman Out with podcasts and with 11 subscribers.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. But that's something to look forward to. You know, I like these big goals long-term. I'm long-term everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I started YouTube without long-term, I would have quit so fast.
Yeah. It's
very long-term. So these are good goals.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Brittany? Who is somebody you would love to sit down and to...
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'm already here, so.
Yeah.
Think bigger.
You're my
Think bigger.
I don't know. I feel like.
It's a question that 1,000 names hit me as soon as we're done.
Mm-hmm.
But right off the gun, that's like who I'm thinking, just like these inspirations. And
there's
a lot, man. Like the Kevin James, guys like this that I don't know. I just look up to them as they've shaped a lot of what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My inspiration. And
what's the my mind is blank.
Yeah, right? When you get asked, you go blank.
What's the guy's name from The Office?
Michael? Steve Carell?
Yeah, like that I feel like would be
just legendary.
Insane.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How about you?
Oh, man.
Dylon?
Dylon. Wait, who's Dylon?
The greatest rapper of all time.
I would, I don't know. I'm a fan of, like, if someone's, their purpose is life is walking in the right steps, helping people, opening up doors, motivating, and doing those things. Like, I love that. I love knowing. I work with so many people in my past. So, but I want to tell you something that was really rewarding and filling to me, because right now I can't think of somebody. But I would say I didn't realize how big Dave Chappelle was a part of your life.
Oh, man.
And to the day you met.
So we're sitting at the Justin Bieber concert.
Okay, yeah. Tell the story.
And Country, like, knows all the security guys, everything like that, and we're talking with them. And he comes up, he's like, Dave Chappelle's coming. And I looked at him, and I haven't seen this look on his face.
But I lit up like 4th of July, man.
Since probably you met the producer of Jackass. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Was Johnny Knoxville?
No.
No. Why can't I think of it?
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff Tremaine.
Okay.
Jeff Tremaine.
So you acted the exact same way.
No, I fangirled hard with Jeff Tremaine.
Yeah. You did the same thing at Justin Bieber about Dave Chappelle.
Really?
Did I?
It's just that look.
No, I kept it cool when I met him, though.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that was a moment for me, because I very rarely see him.
You don't see him like that.
I don't see you getting that moment. But the question
doesn't happen often. I mean, there's only a few people that I would do that.
You guys started talking, though.
Yeah.
And you guys had a great conversation.
Because of you connected all of it.
Yeah.
I got to see you go to work. You always see me do my work.
Yeah.
And that was such a fun night, seeing you do your work.
Yeah, for sure.
Next thing I know, I'm chatting with Dave Chappelle. Nicest guy. Nicest guy ever. And then once he found out I was born and raised in Ohio, like, that's what it took. Soon as he heard that, I swear he turned around and just started chatting with me so nice. And it's like the Dave that I've looked up to, you know?
Yeah.
Just a free spirit.
Right. Say and whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, I've been around you enough in the family. I have never seen that reaction.
Yeah.
I was pumped. I was cheesing the whole entire night. I felt like, man, that's rewarding to me, is because it's so much that we're in each other's lives, but we also don't talk about, like, things. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, we just don't get into conversation, because every time we're with each other, it's just family time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we learn how to separate that work and that environment, just spending time together.
Yeah.
That was a moment. That was a moment for me. And
that's
awesome. Really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it watching.
So maybe one day he'll be sitting here with us.
And you didn't want to go to Justin Bieber so bad. I almost made it like a girls' night thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, no, I'm going to go support you, whatever, like, be with you.
Yeah, of course. We do everything together. And Dave Chappelle just happened to be there, so it was a win-win.
Yeah, what was he doing at the Justin Bieber concert?
He's got the fever. We all had it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great concert event. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Yeah. I had to stand right there. And then the whole entire production itself was insane.
Yeah,
the backup dancers, to the stage, to...
Yeah, you don't have to be a fan to enjoy it. It's
just
a phenomenal performance show. And obviously, he's an incredible artist. Like, there's no denying it. So something else that we've been doing heavily off camera, like truly off camera, I don't think we've documented any of it. Maybe a little on Instagram.
Right. Just clips here and there.
Yeah. But Britt and I have been on a crazy health kick this year. Like, we've literally changed the way we do so many things.
I gained so much weight with Knox. Like, I was literally 168 pounds was the last time I weighed in. I'm like 97 right now. So it's like I just gained so much weight getting pregnant that I was like, it wasn't coming off immediately after I had him. So that's really like where it started, and I started making you go with me.
Yeah, and then she found me this trainer, and just held me accountable. And then I slowly, yeah. it's still like I go 3 days a week,
yeah.
And it's like you've been to the gym a lot.
I've been in the gym with you. I was hurt when I was replaced.
Yeah,
I thought giving you a donut, you know, in between.
You can't
breaks
be slipping me Jolly Ranchers,
and, you know.
No, I'm out there like doing hard work with the trainer and roaming a country working out. Like, okay, I'm sorry, but like, no. I'm getting you a trainer because.
Yeah, so basically, we would just like started this health stuff, man, and it's like changed our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so much better, and I'm just chasing energy. Like, I'm always chasing energy.
Yeah.
And Britt's like a rock star with this stuff, and I'm slowly adapting to it. It's still, I'm still dragging myself to the gym instead of like, I can't wait to go to the gym. I'm not there, even though I'm a year deep and I'm still dragging myself to the gym. Like it's hard every single time. There's not one day that's like, man, that was easy. That was cool.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. And I think that's why I'm feeling better. That's why it's helping me with a lot of my life, you know?
I feel like it's the only way I can deal with things mentally sometimes. It's just going to the gym first thing in the morning, doing something hard, and then the rest of the day seems easy.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I know why the gym and this physical lifestyle and this, not just the gym, the hard part is how you eat after the gym.
Yes. 90% is food.
It's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. You, for me, it just got to the point where the gym's so hard that I didn't dare waste that and put some junk in my body, right? It was like, it's so hard for me that I'm not gonna go to McDonald's after the gym. It's like, no way, dude. I just about cried for 2 hours. Why would I do that? So now, we're eating these eggs, this clean food and this beef, and it's just this new journey. And
like a carnivore.
It's amazing. Yeah. Journey. And I'd never seen real changes until I just switched to clean food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part, because we just crave those carbs, man. I want carbs.
Sugar.
Well, yeah.
Carbs turn into sugar.
I tell you this, I have seen the results on both of your journeys. And I think the other unique thing is that you guys support each other in the journey. Like, you know, you guys are rooting each other on. You're focused on eating the same, you know, meals to stay on this diet and motivated. But like some videos I have seen, man, I had a hard time you doing abs. And like, then the boss is next to you and she has you taking the medicine.
I gotta.
And you're just going with it. And I'm saying to myself, like, man, that's inspiring. Because it's a lot of couples you don't see training these days and not only getting results, but your two trainers that you have worked with, man, are rock stars.
Yeah.
They get you where you need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, big shout out.
And we do it. Yeah, we do everything together, Brit and I, like everything.
We're a team.
It's like 24/7 together, and it's like my accountability. Yeah. You know, if she's around, I got to go hard.
Yeah, so. I have some insane. I'll probably never actually have the mental stability to like post them, but like my before and after photos.
Here's the crazy thing.
Like a bikini is they're insane.
Here's the crazy thing, right?
Yeah.
I had some nice result photos that I was proud of, but I wouldn't dare post them because that's not my thing, right? Yeah. Like I'm doing this as a personal journey, like to get healthy. And then I slowly started showing some people that you got to post this up. It's inspiring.
Yes.
That's what I try to do for a living is inspire. And I didn't see it that way. I was like, well, this is just my thing, right? So I held it. And I finally, I posted up my first like transformation photo. It was incredible, the love, but also the inspiration that came with it. I don't think anything I've ever done in my career, more people saying, holy cow, this is motivating me to try this as well. So it slowly became something that I'm implementing into my life, is trying to inspire people mentally and physically. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. A lot of mental, but not physical. Because I've been out of shape my whole life, man. Even when you're thin, people assume you're fit. Mm-hmm. Not true.
Yeah.
Not true at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a thin guy, but I was more out of shape than you could ever imagine. I'd be tired if I took the trash out. Like, hard. The crazy thing is no matter how fit we get, people only want to see Britt's feet. It don't matter how good we look, bro. It's
what?
Let me get them feet pics.
Like, is it like a thing?
It's a thing.
Like,
it's a. I'm convinced. I
feel like my face is beat red.
I'd love to learn more about this because I couldn't be further from understanding it. This foot thing's real, dude.
But is it like it's on real. Everyone's like on my Snapchat? Almost every single comment is about my feet.
There ain't nothing about like how good she's looking. Post more feet pics. That's every comment.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you like feet pics, bro?
you stumped me. You threw me for a loop.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Like, I think people have made like a real living on feet pics, but like, that's not something I do, but every comment.
Here's the thing. We've done YouTube for so long that over the span of all these years, our feet's in videos, right? We're filming naturally in our living room, in our bedroom, and we're making these videos. So there's these pages of hundreds of Britney's feet.
No.
Thousands.
What?
Let me get you this.
Every foot picture of this girl. And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm not personally attracted to a foot. I mean, we walk on our feet. There's just nothing attractive about that to me. Yeah. We all have our own things, but boy, it's bizarre how intense it is.
Wow.
It's intense. This was updated yesterday. I feel like they're going to be freaking out because I see this page. So they have my shoe size on here.
So there's
100 pictures per page.
100 pictures of her feet per page.
And
so,
there's...
So it's a web... It's some type of site.
It's a foot site.
So it's no need to get into the... This is real data. This is like someone from understanding that's following you that has put this information out.
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just 100 per page. How many pages?
There's 359 pages.
Oh, my
God.
Baby, put your feet away.
Yo. Okay, so there was a time that I would literally hide my feet.
Yeah. Because
it was like when the first comment started happening, I'm like, okay, this is strange.
It seems strange.
So the video when we did like the condoms on our head in the bathtub, I wore socks in that photo.
Just so your feet weren't showing. Or in that
video. So my feet weren't showing.
It's one of our, wow.
Because I was like, so like, people are being weird with my feet. And now it's like.
People offer her real big money for feet photos.
What?
And I'm starting to question where our success has come from the last 10 years. I'm starting to wonder if 300 pages aren't, that she hadn't been selling these feet pics.
I am
300 pages.
I'm calling my wife up. I'm like, you're dropping the ball. You ain't making money off your feet.
I feel like if I really did, like, we'd have a house in Hawaii by now.
We'd have different money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You blew it, and people want to buy her socks, like you, but only use. Like, have you worn these before? And I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, being a young man, it's the last thing I wanted to look at.
With socks and feet, I don't understand. I truly.
There's people listening right now that's like, probably mad at me. First of all, for not understanding.
That's my thing. Is like, I want to understand.
We're gonna
why? Like, is it the toes? Is it
the curvature? Is it
right?
What? Please, what is it? Please, in
is
the
it
comments.
The ankle?
Yes.
Is it the structure, the bone? Is it the toes? Is it the length of the toes? Is it the polish on the nails?
Yeah.
Is it that curve on that heel? I'm making some guys. I'm making some guys go crazy right now, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Falling off.
I don't even know what this. Keep your shoes on.
I can see it already. A guy who's in love with someone's feet. Be like, yo, man, this woman destroyed my life. She makes my life a living hell. She doesn't appreciate me. But man, her feet, woo!
Is it that obsession?
Her feet look good. And I'm sticking by her side, and that's all that matters.
Is it that kind of obsession, though, where it's like, I don't care what her face looks like. I don't care.
It has to be.
It's just those feet. You've got the feet.
No, I feel like it's just like a new... I feel like it's kind of trendy, but like... It's like first it was like the boobs, then it was the butt, and now I feel like it's like the feet.
It does seem like a trend right now.
Right?
Because the comments are overwhelming. Yeah, and there was the era of like butts, and there was the era of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's just a trend right now
that's going to
fade
thought.
Out. But it seems awfully like aggressive. <It's> like,
yeah, I've read some comments that it's like, I just don't understand it.
And for the record, I've never been asked one time for a foot pic. Never. So I don't know if I don't get it because I'm offended or if I'm jealous.
So let me ask.
Are my feet bad?
So let me ask this question. Like, is this really like a guy's more fetish, or is there women out there that really love men's feet?
It's a great question.
Like, mm-hmm. we need to interview someone.
I'd like who's to believe. Like,
there's definitely, like, I've thought a few times, like, oh my God, that guy has really ugly feet. But it's not like.
Have you ever thought that it's attractive, though?
No.
There's no way. That's the thing.
Right.
What's the level of, like, yeah, man, I don't know. It's we got to get a foot guy in here.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a foot guy in here. Britt's going to step
I'll,
out
I'll
for that
I'll be not
one.
On the episode.
Me and you will just go barefoot and we'll be up on the table the whole time, bro.
I don't want people to think like we're making fun of it, but I just, I don't.
No, that's
I don't
like,
understand.
I am kind of making fun of it because I don't get it. I just don't. That's fine.
I want to understand.
I'm allowed to
know. Thousands of pictures. That's insane.
Thousands. And people, that's my wife.
And people like really like, I'm willing to pay to like, get
I don't
a
know
pair
how much
your
are you willing
socks?
To pay.
Listen, I don't get it, but those toes do taste good though.
No.
Oh man, that's funny.
That's yeah. not funny.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's just as fine that I don't get it as it's fine that they get it. You know, it's just, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like just because I don't understand it. Like, I have things I like that they don't get, you know?
Like what?
Like muscle cars, bro. That's an attraction. You put an old 69 Cuda in front of me, there's thousands of pages of those.
You know, it's funny we're having this conversation because Brittany and I was saying, I think you have a car problem now.
No, what are you talking about?
Like,
yeah.
Brittany,
stop.
Like,
for sure.
Yes. Yes.
You don't even ask me anymore. He's like, hey, I just bought this.
Why would I ask? You just made $1,000 on a foot pic.
This did not happen. I've never sold a foot pic.
Maybe you're making enough money for
my
all of us.
Life.
I'm going to buy everyone here cars.
Never sold a foot pic.
No, I don't even have many cars. I mean, in proportion to other men that like cars, no, I don't. Nah.
You're going through a moment, though. You are. You're going through this.
I did just buy the dumbest car you've ever seen. I'm serious, but it's cool. I'm going to be in this burnout competition in September with Cletus and his event and this event. It's cool. Never been in one. And I'm going to build this car. Mm-hmm. So I found one on Craigslist and it's awesome.
It looks like a little corn cob.
Yo, chill.
That's what it looks like.
Little corn cob. That'd be my rapper name. Little corn cob. I grew up in a cornfield, man. That's not bad. At the Sweet Corn Festival every year.
Mm-hmm. What if you line it in corn? Like you actually...
That'd be corny.
Okay, anyways.
No, but I have a couple trucks that can't pull anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little duster. Yeah.
But here's the issue. You need a truck.
Oh, I did just buy a lifted Mustang. That's true.
Oh my gosh.
But that's content. I have a job to create content, right? So sometimes I got to purchase things that create content.
New socks. New shoes.
What is your dream car?
Brittany's new commercial.
If you had a dream car to drive in, what would be your dream car? Because I'm going to say this, my last road trip with you two. If anybody could be a race car driver, it's this woman right here. She belongs in like the fastest.
Dom?
Yeah.
This is Dominic Toretto.
Very rare. I sit in the back seat and I put my seatbelt on. And I'm saying this, like everyone should wear their seatbelt. But like.
I saw you in
like,
the car seat.
No, I was buckled
full
in.
Full harnessed.
Like she doesn't stop.
No. And remember we missed the exit. She just straight through the dirt.
Like
straight. It doesn't matter. Just.
I didn't want to miss my exit.
Yeah.
I didn't hit anything.
No, you were good.
Yeah.
Nah, but she's the driver for sure. She gets car sick, so I'm in the passenger seat every time. But my dream car, I actually just bought it, and it's that 1980 Toyota truck. And mm-hmm. it's beautiful. And every time I get to drive it, I'm happy. Like, I'm seriously happy in it. It's
and
so
it takes
fun.
You 2 hours to go down the street.
Well, not everyone's in a race 24/7. Yeah. You know, I like cruising. I like relaxing. Yeah. But yeah, it'd probably be older vehicles. The old mm-hmm. Cudas.
Is that the new in? Is like a lot of people restoring the old cars now and like bringing it as the new in?
I don't know. I think that's been going on forever. I think in the YouTube world, it's always been like Lambos and McLarens. Mm-hmm. And I've never, ever been into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also live in Ohio. It's not very ideal to have a car like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just coming down my driveway would be dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like deer and dirt. Like, it doesn't make sense. I like a truck, an old truck, or an old muscle car, you know, just jacked out of its mind, loud.
Jacked out of
Rah! Its mind. What about you, Brett? What do you like?
I like my car. It kind of didn't break down, but I had to put some water in it today. Didn't know where to put water in it. You were still in bed.
I couldn't be there for you.
You couldn't be there for me.
I wouldn't know what to do anyway. She's a brand new Jaguar. It's leaking coolant.
Yeah. Coolant. Antifreeze.
Yeah.
Everyone said don't buy a Jaguar. This thing's had so many issues.
Something broke on it, so I don't know. They said it's fine to drive, so. But it blows up. I have it on.
They don't know how she drives, though, is the thing. We have never seen this before.
Yeah.
I was very impressed when I popped the hood. It has like hydraulic hood. It's not like you have to like pull the thing over and set it on.
Blew your
really
mind.
Really cool. I know. I'm like, what? It's hydraulics.
From the trailer park to hydraulic Jaguar. This girl's got it.
I did used to live in a trailer park.
I know. That's what I mean. You've come a long way. Not, you know, feet picks pay off, bro.
All right. So what's the most interesting thing that you love about Roman and that why you wanted to marry this man?
Careful. Well, that's going deep.
Obviously, right? He just sleeps all the time.
That's
you know,
going
like he can't.
Deep.
Well, yeah. So, what was it about Roman? You guys don't talk about this stuff. Let's talk.
So, I feel like obviously I was in high school. He's my high school sweetheart.
Picked her up on recess.
No, so I like was talking about the guys that I was into. I was like, I want a guy that has like tattoos and is thin and is, you know, mentally stable. It's probably a plus.
I had 2 out of 3 of those.
And then obviously like I knew him and stuff and I always liked him or whatever, but it just kind of fell into place and I feel like I was, like, in love with him before we even hung out. We went to Applebee's together.
Applebee's.
Oh, I go big, bro. Yo, I go big.
That was our first date.
I had enough money to split an appetizer. That's no joke.
In a white work van.
All
like
I had was
scary.
My white, like, a work van with the cage in it. It was mm-hmm. like.
You had a white van with a cage in it?
That was my only vehicle, bro.
I was still in high school.
And you was you working at the family's business?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I was in the factory and just check to check, long hair, bandana, tattoos. Bro, I was a catch.
Oh my God. You're an American gangster.
You had to be scared. Like when I took you out in a white van.
No, because that was like we had already been dating a little while. Talking, I guess.
I didn't show her the van. I didn't show her the van until we were ready. Yeah, it was.
Well, that was like your film van. Like you would put your camera equipment in there and.
Yeah.
No, it was like a random chair in the back.
It was a work van. I had what I had. I didn't have anything.
Awesome. And then did you know.
Just a dream.
Did you know on the first date, like, this is going to be the woman I'm going to live the rest of my life with? Did you feel that connection?
Yeah, I was inseparable. Inseparable. Like the, just like, you know. Well, here's what really happened. When we started really talking, mm-hmm. first thing this girl says, because she knew, She says, I don't want to ever get married and I don't want to have any kids. Let's go. Let's go. I'm in. Now we're sitting here on this podcast with a house full of kids, married. I wouldn't have it any other
way. I only waited 9 years to get married. Like,
yeah, I proposed after 9 years, but yeah, she pretty much trapped me into believing.
Yes.
That, no, but I would have done it eventually, no matter what. But our life is a blessing, and like I said, we are one. Like, literally, I don't do a thing without her.
Yeah.
She don't do anything without me. We're like,
except for buy cars.
Yeah, but you know, picks. Men gotta be men. Yeah. You know, we have our things, and she's. This girl with her Amex is like, we have an Amazon railway that just backs up into our house. So I guarantee my little vehicles aren't outweighing this girl's Amex. But yeah, we have a good thing. I'm very blessed and happy every single day with her. So,
well, I think that's a great thing about being a team. You guys definitely have it. Me and my wife, we ain't got it. She
you guys haven't even been married a year.
Man, she.
Well, listen.
She's like that movie. She's like that movie Forrest Gump. You ever seen Forrest Gump? You ever seen?
I want to see Forrest Gump. More this idea.
You ever seen Forrest Gump?
I've seen Forrest Gump.
You ever seen Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah.
When he goes, Forrest, what is your purpose here? And I was like, to do whatever you tell me to do, drill sergeant. Christina goes, damn it, country, that's why I'm marrying you right now.
I'm going to be honest. If I just saw you out on the street, tatted up, you know, tough guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that there'd be a female on this planet that had control of you. But under this table, the cameras can't show the dress you're wearing.
No.
She's got you.
She's got you.
Yeah.
I would never believe it.
She's, you know, I told her, like, I start, when I got married, like, it wasn't like that. The minute I put the ring on,
bro.
I put the ring on.
Yeah.
It's like, she became, like, an Avenger. Like Thanos. She was like the final stone.
The
final stone. She was like, she was like, now your life is over.
Now you're mine.
And everybody just started disappearing in front of my life. And I was just like, she controls me.
I remember when I said, country, you want to be on the podcast? I had you take the permission slip home for you to sign.
Yes.
And it's like you're on a field trip right now.
Yeah, she told me. She says, you better be home by 5 or this doesn't happen.
It's go time.
I think the next podcast, she's coming here.
Yeah, I'd love to have the same conversation with her.
Right, with her sitting over there.
No, but I think that's cool, man. Like, hearing, like, your guys' stories, because, like, that's in relationships, you hear about, like, a man being a man and then a woman being a woman, but you don't hear, like, the great chemistry of partners, what they have. I honestly say, like, that's so inspiring. But, like, traveling with you guys since I've been with inside you guys' life, you guys have been a team from day one.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you ask Brittany for a decision that you want to do, and man, she's like the person that will tell you the truth, where other people will just be like, yeah, I think you should do that.
Yeah.
And like, and then she'll look at me and go, country, don't you agree? And I go, oh, don't put me in between this. But like I do agree with that. Like, I do, yeah. Like, you know, I love that about, like, man, some things you came up with, she's like, oh, no, that ain't happening. But then, like, some things that you guys come up together, like,
I'll tell you this, like, back in the hard, heavy vlog days where I'm chasing content 24/7, I'm editing till 3 a.m., I'm waking up starting at zero, this girl would be the one that was like, so many days I'm like, I can't post this. This is there. And she'd be like, this is good. This is what people want. And it'd be our biggest videos.
Yeah.
Like, she was able to call and read some things that I couldn't read. So I've heard 1,000 times, like, what if you guys split up, dude? You're gonna like take all this. And I'm like, she would deserve all of it. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just built this from zero. Like,
yeah.
this whole life and our children and our home and like, the career is one thing. A lot of people just see the career. But what I consider our most successful thing is our home and our family. You know, that's the behind the scenes. A lot of people are building businesses and building more money.
Mm-hmm.
We're like building humans and foundation and this place to fall back on, our anchor. And
yeah.
And it always sounds cheesy, but we're like, I consider us legit soulmates. Like, my soul misses her if we're not in the same room. Mm-hmm. Like, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's annoying. If I have to go somewhere for 2 hours, it's like, I freaking miss you. Like, literally, like little kids. I miss right. you. Yeah. Like, every single time. It's annoying. Like, I want to just go be a man and go shoot guns with my friends. And I'm like, I wish you were here. I wish you were here. It's like, so dorky, but it's true. Every single time. So we're just meant to be sidekicks.
Yes.
My Bonnie and Clyde.
I feel like I'm shaking my head, but for those just listening, they just hear a blank pause.
Yeah, it's just me selling this. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if I miss you that much.
Yes. No, I think a lot of the reason, like, us traveling together and stuff now is so amazing, because there were so many of those years that you would go do it without me. Mm-hmm. I would be at home with boys, and it was like, man, I wish I could go with him. Or, you know, you went to Paris and you went to Egypt and you went everywhere and I was at home. So, like, now that we travel together, I'm just so grateful for that.
Such a gift now.
Yeah.
It wasn't an option mm-hmm. back then. We didn't have the money.
Yeah.
I had to travel solo, or like a company was paying for it, or mm-hmm. it was
We didn't have anyone to watch our kids.
Yeah.
It was, you know, as a stay at home mom.
Those were the sacrifices, the time away, the, you know. Every business goes through that type of stuff.
Yeah, we definitely had hard times.
But we were just fortunate enough to be able to build it together. And, you know, and here we are again on a new chapter,
which
I'm so pumped for. This podcast is really less about us and more about the viewer eventually.
Absolutely. You
know, I want to give the viewer a place, like mm-hmm. a real place to just shut down, you know, take that deep breath. I always said that in my vlogs, like, maybe 10 minutes, just relax, shut the world off.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be longer than 10 minutes.
I think we're right at about 9 right now. But no, a place that you can just chill.
Absolutely. You know?
And maybe get pumped up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this is the place you go to get lifted and just ready to take on your week or your day or, you know.
But no, I think the viewers and the fans are going to be very pleased. I'm learning as I'm listening, because I'm also like a person that, like, as close as we are, like, sometimes a great moment of processing information is not only, you know, is blessed to hear those moments, but like, these are things you never talk about
mm-hmm.
on your channel. So like freely, you guys are talking about some of this stuff. That is so cool.
Yeah. Definitely a place to just chat. Yeah. Like that's just a place mm-hmm. to chat.
Yeah.
And as we grow and as we get comments to read and as we, like, this is the first one, man. I expect this to be rocky. I think it's going too smooth right now. Like, something's up.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting. Well,
we don't have like a real guest.
That's right.
Like, I think like it'll be easy with a guest.
Yeah. It would be, in fact. It would be super fun.
Yeah, I think
it'd
be easier with a guest.
So they like.
So as a viewer, you know, let's put you to work. Who would you like to see on this show? And let's start reaching out. Let's get them. Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen. Anybody that's would bring motivation to your life or lift you up. You know who's somebody that really just came to my mind? John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
This man is inspiring. And if there's anything I want to do more on this show, it's inspire people.
Yeah.
Because we all need it right now, mm-hmm. like desperately. I need it. The viewers listening need it.
Mm-hmm.
That man is a gift. Like, mm-hmm. he is so
very inspirational. Cool.
I think he holds like a record for the most Make-A-Wish. I've gotten to do dozens of Make-A-Wish mm-hmm. kids, and that is probably the highlight days of my whole career. It tops everything fun that I get to do, is like go spend a day with a Make-A-Wish kid that had one wish, and they spent it with us. You've got to be a part of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we've all got to do it. There's nothing like it. There's like a spiritual happiness that you're there making this kid so happy.
Absolutely.
I always just get so emotional. Like, I feel like those days are amazing, but sometimes they get really hard really fast.
Yeah, of course. But that's the beauty of what we do, is to just pull it together and make this kid's day. Like, everything we can do. Also, my most tiring days.
Yeah.
After, I always crash. Like mm-hmm. something emotionally or physically, I just collapse, like literally into the bed, and I'm shot.
Yeah.
Like, I give it all I had, then I fall. I just hand them all my energy. But it's like the greatest thing ever. But I think John Cena is one of them guys that has like the most make-a-wishes or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's a guy I'd love to have on here.
That's awesome, man.
So yeah, as you're listening, as your viewer, hit people up, tweet them, hit them up, comments. The Smile More army wants them, you know? Let's make it happen. Let's make this fun. You know, let's grow together as a community, as a family. You know?
Yeah, and we'll be here every Tuesday morning, right?
I don't know yet.
I thought you did know.
I think that's the goal, but, you know, we're not going to set anything in stone at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know. My wife wants to know. Sign that document.
I'll make sure whatever country's wife agrees on, that's the trigger pull.
She packed up a little lunch bag for me. I said, I ain't going over there with no lunch bag. I said, don't make me look soft.
So I
ate it on the way just driving up. So, you know, but it was very good.
So I think I want to get into, obviously, our viewers, our listeners have grown up with us.
But I know. They make me feel so old.
Like, I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody walking up to me is either in high school now or they're in college. They've started a business. Mm-hmm. I want to bring what I've learned over the last 13 years in this career mm-hmm. to them.
Yes.
I want to hand this over. Mm-hmm. They've watched us timelessly through this journey. I want to share with the viewers how you and I became, now I consider, a brother to me.
Oh, thank you, man.
And I'll be honest, you use that term a lot.
Yes.
Brother, this is my brother.
Yeah.
You're the first person in my life that taught me what that means outside of being born from the same mother, right? Like, I consider you my brother. And you taught me that. And it's been, I'm getting choked up.
No.
That's been a long journey for me to learn what that really is. And I want to jump into that story, man. We met just so authentically on my tour, and you were like head of security, but you were the fun security, and I got away with more stuff.
They let you get on the roof of the tour bus. And,
yeah, but yeah. I also you also got kicked off the tour for that.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember.
I do remember.
So
I hope you remember.
Country and I meet on tour. I'm on the Roman vs. Fusi tour. Fun time.
Yes.
I really miss that. And we're doing these shows, and we just instantly kind of bond and we connect. And each time I'd walk out on that stage, it'd be like me and you were fist bumping, and we're like, you know, go get it, or we're, you know, whatever it is. And over time, we become like, this is my buddy, you know, and this guy could get me in and out of these crowds. These were different crowds. This is the first time in my life I was in that environment that I'd see in a movie or I'd see on TV. We were packed and we were pushing through people, and mm-hmm. people are grabbing my hat, my bags, and you could somehow just get me in and out. And I was like, I respect this guy so much. He's good at this. But I could also go to you and be like, hey, the other security guys won't let me up on this tour bus. Do you care? And he's like, let's go. You know, and we do it and we get these awesome shots of the crowd. But I also remember once we hit Europe, they were like, Country's canned. And I remember going to Fusi and I was like, hey, we need to put our foot down. I want Country in Europe. So I got you back on the tour.
Yes.
But then we bonded and we became close. And at the same time, you're moving to Ohio.
What did I do?
And you didn't even know I lived in Ohio.
No, I didn't.
Tell me about that. I would go out and I'd do my speech. You had like a story about.
Yeah. So I got called up. And I'm actually in Vancouver working a major festival, and I declined it. I didn't want to do the tour. And I get like numerous phone calls asking me to take on the tour. And I couldn't meet your first tour date, where I believe, I want to say you was in a different location. Your second date was in New York City. And it gave me enough time to come meet you on the second day. And I remember coming to meet you, hearing your story was me on the side of the stage, hearing you talk about your family for the very first time, hearing you from Ohio. And you won me over of just, I couldn't get any more information on who Roman was. because you just opened up to the world. But also I'm like, it's crazy I'm moving to Ohio, but you don't know that.
No.
And in the process of us growing together, you and Brittany not only has opened up, but I also realized how important your soulmate was to you having the perfect peace of mind, whether she was going somewhere or she was doing something for you to get ready, you getting ready for meet and greets, just giving you that peace of mind that it became like not only working with you, but working with Brittany too and moving you guys around and making sure the peace of mind is happening and making sure everything's good. But I will honestly say what was unique about that tour was my moments were special to me was our walk, because it was the first time that no matter how busy you were, we actually made the time for each other 20 minutes prior. Me and you just talked about family
before the
and
show.
You asked me about JJ. I will ask you about your kids. Mm-hmm. How's everything going? How's everything happening? And we'll get deep in our conversation. And then the next thing, I'm watching you trusting me with this camera. And it was the most scariest moment in my life, is because I knew how big your content was towards your guys' family channel. And I was like, man, you got the wrong guy to hold this camera. But
that's true, by the way. That ended up being true.
But
worst cameraman.
Yeah, worst cameraman in the world.
Best bodyguard, like, worst cameraman. Yeah.
But I learned so much about you. What was interesting that I didn't realize how much you and the family has touched many people's lives out there, because I got a chance to set up everything from the meet and greets, coming outside, making sure the setup's properly, people are queuing in correctly. Mm-hmm. And people tell me these stories about you and Brittany and Smile More and how much they changed their lives. And I was just like, I couldn't pick a better person to have in my life that has inspired many others. And from there, man, like God's plan, it's just,
it's
yo, I'm making
journey,
a trip man. To Ohio.
Yeah.
And now I'm coming out here to do work. And what are the odds of just like that brotherhood and friendship coming together? But me too, I'm honored and blessed that you and Brittany has given me the opportunity not only to be in your life, but to trust me enough to grow with the family. And man, it was one of the greatest times of my life. But the beautiful thing about it is our relationship off the camera is what I really enjoy, because I get to be me around you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys get to be you around me. So now that's the versus opposite of you guys on this third chapter to talk about these things.
Yep.
Like, no one doesn't even know this stuff.
No.
And I remember my first day on the job with you, you came to the camera.
Big mistake, bro.
And you told me, walk outside. This is what you need to. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're like, it's fine. I'm going to press record. Go outside and film everybody standing on line.
Like the line.
The line. And man, the line was around the block.
Yep.
No, I can't even tell you, because I didn't expect it. Like, I go outside, I'm like, how many people's going to be online? And like, what's happening? No, it was fans.
Yep.
It was fans. And I remember coming out, and I have this camera. And people were like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Who's this guy? And no one knew who I was. And I'm trying to say, like, what's a good video? Like, I have no idea. So I just walk. And I remember coming inside, and you looked at me, go, how many fans out there? And I'm like, there's a lot of people out there. There were people that didn't have a ticket that were outside waiting.
Yeah.
Just to get a glimpse of you guys.
Yeah.
And just like, that's the power and impact.
Yeah,
and I remember people jumping on top of the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how insane it was.
Oh,
we had like fans jumping on top of the
police
car.
Officers.
Yeah,
cars
escorting.
And
yeah.
People would climb onto
yes.
our Ubers.
It was insane.
I mean, I don't think a single clip that you filmed was used.
Yeah, I don't think it was used in anything. I was still shocked.
Just feet. It's just feet. Bro, you're running the website.
Oh, my gosh.
Just feet. But no, that was it's a fun time, man.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're ramping bikes into ponds, and God, your life has been so different now.
But that's the craziest thing about you guys. Like, who will come here, like, working and bodyguard you guys, and you guys are like, I gotta put you through a test to get
yeah.
this mini bike.
Yeah, we did.
And
initiation. And so you can block a human, but can you?
And I remember saying, you remember that? You remember the saving the baby?
Such a
and
good you're episode.
Like, country.
Such a good episode.
What's up with your bike? You're looking at me. I'm like, I'm not even thinking about the bike. I'm thinking about passing the test.
Yeah.
We lost the mini bike.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've had some great times, and a lot of our best times haven't been on camera.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping this podcast is that place that we can, you know, we're not always going to have a guest. We're going to have to share our life and use our experience to help all these that want to listen.
Well, I'll tell you this. I enjoy coming over your house, but I don't enjoy it no more. You guys on this no sugar diet
it's
literally, you guys used to have the ultimate pantry. Like I walk in and it was every goodie in there.
Yep.
And now it's just,
yeah, dude.
Oatmeal, some
you want some beef, bro?
Liver.
I look at you two sometimes, and I'm like, what happened to you guys?
Seriously. No, that's true. Because we're also 3 years sober.
Yes. Yeah.
No alcohol. Yes. That's tough in this business, especially when you previously drank. So when we're at events and things like UFC or whatever it is now. We're always like the mom and dad.
Yeah.
Like we are like, you don't eat or drink anything fun.
Yeah.
What do? You know? But at the same time, I'm like never felt better. I've never been healthier. It's just like this personal kick. It's like this personal gain that I'm chasing. And I'm coming up on 40, man. I'm about to be 39. I'll be
Saturday.
39 when this episode goes up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So as you're listening to this, I just turned 39. I got one more year fit by 40. That's my goal. Like I got one more year.
I feel
like
you're pretty fit now.
Yeah,
definitely crushing it.
By 40, I'll be, you know,
super
better.
Fit.
No, I'll just be healthy. I have a long way to go.
So, talking right now, like your fitness journey, both of you guys are on, and you're living this healthy lifestyle. Like you said, you made a lot of changes in your lives. I have never seen, you know, and I talk to many people, I have never seen a woman has made a transformation as big as the transformation naturally on doing everything right and like inspiring like mothers on like how like mentally going through that moment of like you have this weight, how to lose it, but how do you stay key on that? And are you educating people like doing this? Like because I'm pretty sure people look for the formula on this. Like, I go on the time all the time. I'm looking, like, how to lose weight.
Here's why it's hard.
And I'm going to say this. Yeah. Your wife is, like, my biggest life coach sometimes.
She's amazing.
But I can't, like, my problem is, like, I cheat.
Yeah.
And I go, like, snack on here.
Here's why it's
like
hard to teach people. Because it's hard.
So I think the biggest thing that helped me was, I don't know, it was, like, in a book or something. It was like, you have to be your own friend first. Do you want to be that friend that you plan lunch next week and you know in your mind 100% they're going to be there no matter what's happening, their dog dies, they're still going to be at that lunch date? Or are you going to be the friend that fails every time and says like, oh, I'm busy or this came up, like, for yourself, like setting goals, you can't like my goal of not having any sugar for 30 days. I didn't just do that goal. Like it was a lot of baby steps to that goal. Like you have to set reachable goals. So in your mind, you know, you're showing up, you know, you're going to get that goal before you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why training advice is so tough because she's teaching something that took her a long time to achieve.
Yeah.
So if she teaches just that, everyone, you know, you're gonna have a lot of fails because it's hard to get there.
Yeah, a year ago I could have never done a month with no sugar.
But basically what I've learned.
Never.
What I've learned is if it's easy, it's probably not good.
Yeah.
Right? If it's hard, it's probably what's good. You know? The gym's
facts.
Freaking
very well.
Hard.
Yeah.
Well said.
Hard. Everything that's good for you is usually hard.
And that's what makes you stronger.
Yeah. I don't like eating steak all the time. Like that sounds terrible, but I don't, right? Like sometimes I don't, but that's like what's best for me right now. I'm trying to get them gains, bro.
Well, you definitely got them. You definitely get the gains.
So episode one, I thought it would be a lot more rocky than this. I haven't seen it finished yet, so there might be other situations. But right now, we're still sitting here. The lights are still on. The cameras are rolling. I want to thank everybody listening and watching. I don't know how Spotify and Apple and these services work. Join us on this journey, however that is done. On YouTube, when I was grinding YouTube, it was subscribe. I have no idea if that's still the way. I know there's bells now and there's
notifications.
There's all this new stuff. Yeah. Join us. This is going to be a long haul. I'm here for the long run. This is not a quick thing. I'm here to grow. So join us on this.
Let us know what you want. Not feet pics, but let us know what you want.
This is a community podcast. We want to grow together. We want to give you guys a journey, you know, to continue growing with us. I'm starting this a lot more gray than I started my last chapter. So I'm hoping that you'll be going gray with me soon. I know you guys are growing up. So this is chapter 3. This is the wrap on the first episode. I'm so pumped, man.
Fist bumps.
Absolutely. Fist bumps. Absolutely. Good job.
I'm already pumped for the next one. I want to record immediately.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So once a week, new episode. Join us, follow us, subscribe, ring that bell. You know the drill. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.